looking for answers. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Authorities in Uvalde, Texas now say the gunman who shot and killed 19 children and two teachers at Robb Elementary School went in through a door that was apparently unlocked.
Walked in unobstructed initially. So from the grandmother's house to the bar ditch to the school, into the school, he was not confronted by anybody.
Victor Escalon with the Texas Department of Public Safety, and he says Salvador Ramos was in the building for about an hour before he was shot and killed by police. The White House says President Biden and the First Lady will travel to Uvalde Sunday to pay the respects to the community. A bill that contained provisions for fighting domestic terror is blocked in the Senate.
A House passed bill that would create domestic terror bureaus at federal law enforcement agencies stalled on a 47-47 vote in the Senate, well short of the 60 votes needed to overcome a Republican-led filibuster. Democrats in the House approved the measure in response to a mass shooting this month in Buffalo targeting black shoppers at a supermarket. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer put the bill up for a vote in the aftermath of this week's massacre at a Texas elementary school. Still, Democrats and Republicans in the Senate are signaling bipartisan talks on potential mental health or background check legislation. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
As the U.S. prepares to reopen the embassy in Ukraine, which closed shortly after the Russian invasion, there's been talk of U.S. soldiers being used to guard the building. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the U.S. policy on sending troops to Ukraine hasn't changed.
Nothing has changed about the president's direction that U.S. troops will not be fighting in this war in Ukraine. That has not changed.
Meanwhile, Moscow is pressing the West to lift sanctions on Russia over the invasion. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A lawsuit is filed against the Chicago Police Department following a recent police shooting of a teenager who was a suspect in a carjacking.
The federal lawsuit claims that Chicago police shot a 13-year-old boy May 18th, who was unarmed with his hands raised to surrender when he was struck in the back and seriously injured. Police have said the seventh grader was fleeing on foot from a stolen car that was subject to a carjacking probe, that as he was running, the teen turned toward officers before he was shot. Surveillance video released to the public also doesn't confirm whether or not his hands were up or whether he was pointing at officers or where he was shot. No gun found. The officer involved off duty pending the probe, and as the Chicago Civilian Office of Police Accountability also investigates. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A warning about a TikTok hack that's gone viral.
Shamana Healing claims it's avocado magic. Stir in water in the fridge and keep avocados fresh for up to a month. Now the FDA warning, don't try this at home. Scientists did their own testing in the lab and found that even though the pulp may stay green, Listeria bacteria or Salmonella may be on the avocado surface, and it'll multiply in storage when submerged in water within 15 days, even in the fridge. In fact, Newsweek reports the FDA experimented with over 1,600 avocados and found nearly 18% developed Listeria, bad magic for humans, especially pregnant women, seniors, and those with weakened immune systems.
Fox's Therese Crowley. New census data shows 8 of the 10 largest cities in the U.S. lost population during the first year of the pandemic, with New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles leading the way. Between July 2020 and July 2021, New York lost more than 305,000 people. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.